Well, the public sector cuts are poised to take a big chunk out of fire engineering expertise at the National Building Regulator. The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment only has two senior fire engineers and is proposing to axe one of them. It also wants to cut four of the nine senior advisors who helped to support them. Phil Pennington has been looking into this for us and joins us now. Morena, Phil.
Morena, Ingrid.
You've also been standing or sitting by listening to that interview with the Auckland Council about the City Gardens apartments. What do you make of what's gone on there before we get into the MB issue?
Well, 2017, without a building warrant of fitness, what is the point of a regime where you can flout it for 6 years and then not be closed down? McCormick talking about a whole range of issues, he used that phrase again and again. Well, yes, at what point do a whole range of issues become a life safety thing? Loafers Lodge had a whole range of issues. The Parnell boarding house had a whole range of issues that burned down a few weeks ago, okay, without a loss of life, but loafers with a terrible loss of life. The councils themselves have the powers here to issue infringement notices, notices to fix, and then in the final case, dangerous build notices. MB is the watchdog of the councils, are the watchdog of the buildings. MB is the watchdog of the councils, and it has said in a series of reviews of councils up and down the country, you are not using your enforcement powers strongly enough. That has been improving. I think that the case in Auckland is a case where you can say, has that improved enough? When we get to the story today that we've found out from a leaked document at MB, this gets to the heart of how much capacity they have to be the watchdog. Okay, they don't go around knocking on the doors, but they have two senior fire engineers. Their change proposal under the public sector cuts initiated by this government is to get rid of one of those and to get rid of almost half of the senior advisory capacity that helps them with their job. We've asked them yesterday, why are you doing this? The ministry gave us no answer.
Okay, is this part of the cost cutting? I mean, yes. Are we assuming it's a cost cutting?
No,
issue?
No, it is. It is absolutely. It is a document we have. We have the internal document of the change proposal. It shows about 120 jobs going in this one section of MB, which looks after building, resources and markets. That's part of seven different units within MB. So 120 jobs around about, you know, things move, things change. And in there, a lot of advisors, but also these fire engineers. Well, if you've only got two and you're taking out one, when I ask them why you're doing it, strangely, what they actually listed instead to me was the list of tasks they have to do with this team, which include the review of the entire fire set of rules within the building code triggered by Loafers Lodge. Remember, that hasn't come out yet. Mm. If you were going to propose to make changes with your fire expertise capacity, would you not wait until you've seen what that review has to say?
Mm, because that, yeah, a big and a prominent task that they've been tasked with there, and the building code issues as well.
Yes, I mean, this is a time when they said also in that statement to me, another task is we are looking at rapidly changing building materials, building uses, the way things are done. Now, those include building intensification, houses are getting closer together, that's a higher fire risk. They include the government's move to free up building products so that you get certification overseas is going to be judged good enough here. Well, that's raises fire questions. And really interesting, this proposal with an MB is relevant to that because it also shows an entire team called the System Implementation Design Team that is going to be disbanded entirely. About half of those people might go elsewhere. But that is the team that would have been central to putting traction on the government move to free up building products. And also, interestingly, yesterday's move, which they've announced, which is to review the earthquake-prone building legislation, that team, which sits alongside this fire team, that team has been disbanded entirely. Mm,
very much ongoing issues. What about, just quickly, other parts of MB? It is a broad ministry, isn't it?
Yes, we do. We are looking further into this and we'll be reporting on the fact that the team that's in charge of actually keeping people up to date on what is going on, they actually have a statutory duty at MB to be the, if you like, single point of truth on building fire safety matters. That team is being, I think decimated would be the right word.
Appreciate your time this morning. That was Phil Pennington,